Monday, August 5th, 2024, and all hell is breaking.
Tomorrow's news, today.
91 days out from the election, then the 79 days of hell before Trump's inaugurated. Massive broadcast today, Tommy Robinson joining us as the UK is engulfed in civil unrest. Nick Fuentes joining us as well, coming up to give his take on things. Gerald Celente, economist Kirk Elliott on the total stock market meltdown. For the last 3 weeks, I've been imminently predicting as part of the globalist toolbox, and it's 100% staged. I said it on Saturday. I said it on Sunday. I said, watch the stock market tank on Monday when Warren Buffett dumped 55% of the number one stock in the world. That's Apple. He called the top, and he's got all the insiders. He's not the oracle who predicts it. He's in with the globalist insiders, one of their captains, one of their generals, and they're running it. So they're fleecing the public right now. The Dow Jones plunges up over 1,500 points as stocks sell off. Breaking: U.S. Fed calls emergency meeting as Japan markets collapse. Global stock market meltdown as fears grow. U.S. economy will, quote, collapse. These are mainstream news headlines. And it just goes on and on. Global market crash from Asia markets to crypto prices. U.S. recession fears jolt financial markets globally. We've been in a recession for many years, ladies and gentlemen. They've just been cooking the numbers and the books. And Warren Buffett and his cohorts triggered the whole thing. What's coming next? Well, I've got a really good idea. As I said, the day they shot Trump, civil unrest, cyber attacks, expanded war. You've now got Israel and Iran about to go to full war. They're saying imminently, they're saying probably today, Israel may strike first. Israel could preemptively strike Iran if intelligence shows attack is imminent. Iran is threatening massive attacks after their political and military head of Hamas has been killed. They're funding them through Hezbollah. And they've got all their sleeper cells across Europe, the UK, United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand. And the globalists have opened the doors for this as part of a larger plan we've been predicting is coming. As they said, they'll have an angrier world, a destabilized planet, so they can bring in their police state control grid. And of course, they're everywhere calling for Tommy Robinson's arrest when all he's called for is peace, as the illegal aliens and hordes of Islamists rape, kill, murder, steal at their leisure. So Tommy gave us a big update last night that went mega viral. You'll hear it directly from the guy they're trying to blame all this for when they're the ones clearly to blame. And then, as I said, other huge guest coming on. He'll be with us till the bottom of the hour, and then I'm going to go right into the economy in great detail and tell you what I think is coming next. And unfortunately, you see everything I've been saying coming true to the day. I mean, I told you when Biden would step down, and he did 2 weeks before. I'm really inside their heads. I'm going to be joining Tucker Carlson, unless there's World War III on the road, coming up with one of the first dates in Pennsylvania in September. So that's part of getting out there on the road and getting the globalist faces. And so we'll play a little clip with Tucker talking about this. We'll come right back with Tommy Robinson.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored? That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. And we're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
Very, very excited about that. Tucker is one of my favorite people in the world, if not my favorite. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Tommy Robinson, straight ahead.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Lifeline. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
It's Monday, August 5th, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And the world is being artificially plunged into chaos to bring in the new world order as we predicted they would. It's all happening like clockwork. The economic collapse, the cyber attacks, the civil unrest, the assassination attempts, wars massively expanding, all to bring in the one world government.
Wer zu Lebzeit guter werden, wird nach dem Tod ein Engel werden.
All right, Tommy Robinson needs no introduction. The Prime Minister has come out and blamed him for demonstrations that have turned violent across Ireland and England. There's also, you know, Islamics rioting routinely almost every day in Europe. That barely hits the news. But now there's no response to all the Islamists running around killing people, stabbing people, running around with axes and hammers and burning down things. No, the police protect them and then attack peaceful crowds, enraging them. And the Prime Minister comes out and blames white supremacists for what's happening, and then says that Tommy, who had planned for 7 weeks his big Unite the Kingdom rally that was on the 27th of July, for 6 months publicly he planned to go on a vacation after that was family. He was arrested for terrorism and then released at the rally he held that was totally peaceful with over 100,000 people in Trafalgar Square in London. Then he went on vacation to Cyprus. He was then doxxed by the media and calls for violence against him, and the Prime Minister saying that he'd run away in fear after commanding the violence. Absolutely wild. And the Prime Minister's doubled down in more speeches, saying this is not the British people. Everyone loves open borders. No, this is all Tommy Robinson. So, Tommy, to give us an update on this situation and where it's going, you joined us again last night. You're joining us today. I know there's been a lot of new developments. Tell us what's happening.
There's been a COBRA meeting today where I find it quite terrifying, the fact that they're having a COBRA meeting. That's what they have before going to war. And they're talking about me and my messaging. Now, the insane thing in it is, Alex, I've gone back through today. I'm putting a video out. All of the messages I've done and everything I said. In every message, I said, do not be violent. You lose the argument. Do not attack innocent people. Do not throw bricks. Do not attack police. Now, when I'm watching the news this morning, the Daily Mail ran a news article yesterday saying I stoked and inflamed the riots for my sun lounger in Cyprus. Now, today, every news channel this morning are speaking like it's a matter of fact that I incited violence. They're not, all of them are saying he's been inciting violence. I've never incited violence. But what we find out, the truth doesn't matter. What you've said doesn't matter. My name, you can't find me on TikTok, not allowed to mention me on Instagram, not allowed to mention me on Facebook. So they have the total monopoly to use their weaponized media to sit across every chat show today, Sky News, BBC, Good Morning Britain, every show has put out, as a matter of fact, that I am the person that instigated, that they're my foot soldiers that are rioting. That goes against every single bit of evidence of what I said. But they don't care about the evidence because they're now coming after Elon Musk. That's come out today. They're talking openly about the need to control X. Because if we have a platform like X, I can do a video like I'm doing now, like I'm going to put out tonight, say, here's what I said. They're lying, okay? But they want to lie. They have now built me up. So every Muslim across the country, they've built me up as the person who's organising the riots and the trouble at their mosque, which is just not, it's not true. In fact, it's not just not true. The truth is the total opposite. I've been appealing for calm. Every demonstration I've had, there's been no trouble. So they've built me up as this fool guy because they're worried about the fact we put 100,000 people on the street. None of them are talking about the issues of why people are angry. That's just all.
And of course, Tommy, for those that don't know, what really made everybody get pissed was when the three girls got stabbed and the prime minister came out and said, we're going to protect the Muslims as if somebody done something to them. And then we're going to protect you from white supremacists. So no one was doing anything. No one was attacking anybody. Nobody was rioting. And then he comes out and says the Brits are who are bad after the three little girls are stabbed to death and a bunch of others stabbed by this psychotic Rwandan. So I mean, that's really what triggered all this, not your rally.
And not a rally. And there's been no... He hasn't mentioned... Everyone's seen the videos of English people being beaten up with hammers, beaten up with bricks, beaten up with bats, beaten up across the country by gangs of Muslims screaming Allah Akbar. And he, all he's talked about is defending the Muslims and letting the Muslim community know, we're going to spend lots of money to make sure you're safe. There, Alex, there is not one single case in the UK of a Muslim woman being raped by non-Muslims. Not one. There's 1,000 victims just in Telford. 1,400 victims. These are English girls that have been absolutely raped and tortured, and all of them by Muslim gangs. So he doesn't want to reassure English people, we're going to stop this. He wants to reassure the Muslim community, the ones who are running through the streets, smashing people, carrying axes, carrying swords. He's letting them know, we're going to make sure you're all right. And he talks about me pouring petrol on the fire. Every time Keir Starmer opens his mouth at the minute, he creates another 1,000 Tommy Robinsons. It's like, keep talking, Keir. Keep talking. But for me personally, I'm wondering what they're going to do. Because they have purposely built me up as the fool guy, purposely put me up as the man who's organising riots, which is just totally untrue. If I didn't have X, for 5 years I was totally censored. Where would I be now? The whole country would think I've instigated these riots. I'm lucky. I went through my figures. 7 million watched one video, 5 million watched the other, 3 million, 1 million, 1.6 million, 1.4 million. I'm lucky that millions and millions have seen my continued calls for peace, continued calls for non-violence. Otherwise, the entire country would just be lied to. They just use the media to lie, to build up the narrative they want. And I know what they want to do, Alex. They want to lock me up. They want to lock me up for a long time. And they want to justify it in the public's eyes. We had to take him off the streets because he was instigating riots. Me reporting facts to the public. Their problem is that I'm a journalist that they can't control. I'm not going to play their game.
Well, so Tommy, here is your rally on the 27th with over 100,000 people, totally peaceful. They still arrested you for terrorism, using some terrorism regulation, but had to release you. And so it's 100% clear what they're doing. And again, they want to say it's not the British people that are fed up. No, it's all this magic leprechaun, this evil demon, Tommy Robinson. He magically caused it all. If we lock him up, it'll all go away, which is ridiculous. Now, because of X, the people of Europe, and not just the UK, they're seeing what the Islamists and others are doing. That's why they're pissed.
And they're also pissed because the film I've put out, they're really pissed. The film, they have, Alex, you know better than anyone, yeah? They've weaponized the courts. They hit you for £1 billion. There's no justice, yeah? They've weaponized the courts to destroy people like me and you. Katie Hopkins, they seized her home. Across Europe, when you go through every story, Morten Messerschmidt was the leader of Danish People's Party. They went through the courts with him. They made up racism allegations. They've done exactly the same. Geert Wilders spoke up. They've done exactly the same. Marine Le Pen, they've done exactly the same. Anyone who speaks out against the European Union, anyone who speaks out against their globalist plans comes under attack by their weaponized courts. What I've done in my documentary is totally proved to the public, without a shadow of doubt, that they're corrupt. I've shown it with covert recordings. And then obviously they gagged me 3 years ago, Alex, you know. And when they gagged me, I've never been able to swallow it. So I've been so disappointed in myself. Because I allowed them. They obviously told me in court, if anyone gets to see the evidence from this case, you can face 2 years in jail. Now, 2 years in jail is terrifying for me. And I lived with their gagging order up until last week. So last week, I played the film and I decided to be gagged no longer. And if they want to take me to court, I wanted the world to see the truth. And the world has now seen the truth. 32 million people have watched that film. So they're in a predicament now. If they want to send me to jail, which they do, then you're going to send me to jail. And everyone who's watched that film knows I told the truth. My only crime was telling the truth and refusing to back down to their threats. So I think that there's lots of reasons why they're gunning for me, but I feel like it's coming from all angles. As I said, the Daily Mail went and doxed exactly where my children were. I've just rang the journalist. I've just rang him and asked him a simple question. I said, like, I know where you live now. Yeah. So each person who's involved in the article, doxing where my children, I found out every detail about them today. Yeah. I've got their numbers, their addresses. So I rang him up and said, let me just ask you a simple question as a journalist. Is it okay? I know where you live. This is where you live. Is it okay if I get cameras to take pictures and follow you and your family? Yeah. So I get pictures of your family. Is that okay? And then I do a news article and I let everyone know in my article exactly, not where you are, but where your family are. Is that okay? Speak to our legal department. No, I'm not speaking to your legal department. I'm asking you. You have, and this is the weaponized media. This isn't a mistake. There are Muslim groups now, there are Muslim groups online saying that people need to come to where my family are. I keep my family's location secret. We have moved 10 times, yeah? I live in a different country from my family. I don't live in the same house. That's how I have to live when people want to kill me. And they've gone and purposely let, Northern Cyprus is a Muslim, they've purposely let them know exactly where my family are. And that isn't a mistake. That is the media.
They're trying to kill you. They're trying to kill your family.
That's exactly what it is. And they've done it.
Well, look what they just did, Tommy. Talk about Trump. I mean, they've escalated the political violence. What about them trying to kill Trump? They're going to try again. Give us your take on that. And then tell me the latest going on in Ireland. Notice they're not really trying to blame you for that. The Irish have already been uprising for a year. It's been intensifying. But because I guess that doesn't fit the narrative, because you're the supposed English Defense League that hasn't even existed in a decade. And now we know about the Muslim Defense League, which is the police department. But speak to Trump in how that adds to this, and then what you think's coming next in the UK with this incredibly unpopular prime minister.
The same people who attempted to execute Donald Trump are the same people that have attempted to silence me for the same reasons for the last 15 years. That's the reason I will be locked up. That's the reason that censorship has come down on all of us. It's the same people with the same worldview, with the same goal. The goal to destroy the nation, the goal to weaken the West, the goal to replace our populations, the goal to break down the family. All of it's the same. Now, Donald Trump stands in their way. In England, I stand in their way. Yeah, or my journalism certainly does. And if it doesn't stand in their way, I am awakening people to what it is. When I saw what happened with Donald Trump, do you know how it is a miracle? Do you know how he shouldn't be here? In their plan, now they plan everything. He was gone. That was it. Your election was done. They had control for another 4 years, 8 years, forever, probably. Okay, they had control. The fact that he's lived, I then think, what lengths will they go to? Yeah, they don't care. When you look at their worldview and what they orchestrate, they don't care that 500,000 Ukrainian men are dead. They don't. They won't care. Taking out Donald Trump to keep control, taking out Elon Musk. My biggest worry now, and it's a real worry, if we didn't have X, we're reaching no one. The public would be totally controllable by their weaponized media, where they push their narrative and no other voice is allowed. People realize this with COVID, over the vaccines, over everything. People realize when you was labeled a conspiracy theorist, it was all right. It was okay when Alex Jones was getting silence. When Tommy Robinson, when he talks about immigration, so it's all right that he's getting silence. The mass awakening that's happened in the last few years has happened because they started silencing doctors, nurses, and scientists. And that made a lot of people go, hold on a minute, yeah? These aren't thugs, these aren't crazy people. You see, they've built an image of you and they've built a successful image of me. And that's a very pre-planned, a lot of money's gone into it, a lot of propaganda's gone into it. They have indoctrinated the population of who we are. People hate me, and they don't even know why they hate me. I've had it in the street. I say, why is it I say that you disagree with? You're racist. How am I racist? What have I said? They don't even know, yeah? That's the weaponization of the media, okay? Luckily, Alex, You are reaching the public. People are sitting hearing who you are from you rather than them telling people who you are. The same with me. They've had the monopoly to tell people who I am. The same I've sat today, and I'll be honest, it's terrifying. I'm sitting watching the news. I'm seeing the most senior ranking police officers in my country, the leading politicians who govern my nation, making up total lies to the entire population of things I've said. And I haven't said them. I'm looking, thinking, I've never said that. There's no evidence of that. They don't care about the evidence. They're either soaking up someone and whipping up the public, me as enemy number one, hoping someone finishes me off, yeah? Or they're building up for the need to take Tommy Robinson off the streets to stop these riots. If you want to stop the riots, listen to the public. Address the concerns. British people are fearful. They're angry.
Well, Tommy,
but you're not. You're just coming down with a tunnel.
I totally agree. Listen, you're a tough guy. You've faced the fake charges, served years in solitary confinement for nothing, for people that haven't followed the case like most of us have. But I'm asking you, for everybody, we need your voice. You need to stay in Europe. You need to. I know they basically tried to throw you out of Canada when you came to visit. I wish we could get you into the United States. I mean, just get to Mexico. I'll go. Listen, get to Mexico. I'll bring you across. I mean, I've had enough of this. You're a true asylum seeker. You should come here and call for political asylum right now.
Alex, I can't. Legally, I'm not allowed to in America. I've unlawfully... did I tell you this the other day? I went to Cuba and I went to the Bahamas. So when I knew 2 years ago when the film was leaked and I thought they were going to come for me, I thought, where's the one place in the world that has a protection for freedom of speech? Where's the one place that I can go as a journalist and actually have protection? It's the United States of America. Because of your constitution. There's nowhere else on the planet. There is no free speech anywhere else. Free speech, we live in a post-free speech era in Europe. It's pretend. It's a facade. There's no free speech. You think you've got freedom of speech until you actually try using it against any of the narratives. So I started looking, and I was going to make I started making a documentary. I kissed my family goodbye. I said, I'm going to see how easy it is to get into the United States of America. And within 48 hours, I found people and connections for $10,000 that would bring me in from the Bahamas. Do you know when I went there and I sat down in the Bahamas, do you know all the people coming in? They were white Irish. They were white Irish getting on the boats. I actually went there. And I'm sitting in the Bahamas, I was there 3 weeks. I'm sitting in the Bahamas, not knowing what to do. And I'm sitting there. And then I was looking at it and I got a lawyer from New York. A friend helped me get a lawyer. And the lawyer looked at my criminal past, which is all to do with my activism, and said, you wouldn't fit the guidelines to claim asylum. You could only get a Prevention of Torture Act, which would fight to prevent you being deported. But because I've unlawfully entered America once, the first time is a misdemeanor, the second time's a felony. So it's 2 year prison sentence for the second time. So it took out of the equation. I was sat there not knowing what to do. And then I went back to the UK and I wasn't arrested. And then now they've come for me for the film 2 years later.
Well, what we need is, when Trump gets in, he needs to obviously, you know, do a special allowance for you, because when a North Korean defects over here, they've got convictions in North Korea against them. They're not real. All the stuff you did was purely peaceful. It's been pure crap. But there's no doubt now they're going to try to arrest you when you go back. But hopefully stay out of there as long as you can, my friend. But you're the expert on this. What do you expect to happen in the UK now?
What do I expect to happen? Next weekend, I expect to be... That's what I said. Who knows what's going to happen currently? I don't know. I'm sitting thinking, you're all calling me out. Like, they're all calling me out. If I go back to the UK, I will lead the biggest march that country's ever seen, okay? The country is ready. The people are ready, yeah? They're trying to crush it. So, but at the minute, my biggest plan at the minute is I have the film, which is pinned on my Twitter. I have part two with Jordan Peterson. I have four or five other big people lined up to sit down and tell my story. Because the reality is, I think when I land back in the UK, I'll be gone. I'll be taken off the streets. So I want to tell my story enough, get the message out there, make sure I've got enough people watching that film. The film's on 32 million views, possibly 33 by now. That will double with what's coming when I go back to the UK, yeah? That film, I believe, is powerful enough to destroy the corrupt judiciary in the public's eyes. So no longer can they justify that he was convicted in the High Court, because no one will trust the convictions of your High Court because of the blatant corruption I prove in the
documentary. Just like what we've all seen, just like what we've all seen with Trump, absolutely. So in the meantime, what you expect things to cool off? What do you expect the corrupt prime minister to do?
I expect them to come for me. All of this has been built up and used to justify silencing me. They are coming for everyone's freedom of speech. So this is all built up, yeah? They're built up. They allowed, Alex.
And they will set the precedent with you just like they did with me. And when people don't stand up for you, they will silence everybody.
If you look, Alex, at these riots, yeah? Look at them. There's a lot of them, I believe, have been infiltrated. The police literally stood back and let them burn buildings. I believe this, the way they provoked the Muslim community by saying it was the EDL, Hope Not Hate put out, Hope Not Hate, who are an NGO for the government, they put out saying Muslim women have been attacked with acid. That provoked all the Muslims to come out violently. They've let this happen. They actually marched. There's videos of the police bringing about 1,000 young Muslim men from the Muslim community. They marched and they didn't try and stop them. They marched them to where the patriotic rally was, and all hell's gone off. They purposely orchestrated it. I believe they've done that to have the 4 or 5 days of riots, to then come in and say, right, we need more legislation. We need to control the internet. We need to control X. He needs to be silenced, which is what they're all parroting now. It's coming from everywhere. Yeah, they've let the violence flow. They could have stopped it. They didn't stop it. They've come down double hard. Keir Starmer has purposely provoked the entire country to bring about this violent country.
You're totally right. I mean, that's what the British intelligence would do in the British Army for 100 years in Northern Ireland, is it came out almost every time that the actual violent IRA leaders were double agents of MI6, and before that, British intelligence. Winston Churchill was running them famously. There's even famous documentaries made about it and even made for TV movies. The Pinky Blinders. That's actually a true story, most of that. So they do this over and over again. Exactly. There's no doubt they're trying to stir this up so they can have a clampdown.
Yeah, clampdown, total clampdown on speech, on online speech. They're saying all of this. It hasn't been instigated. It was instigated from the streets and the estates, from locals. But they want to try and create this image that it's been controlled by online influencers like myself. So then they can come in. They need to get rid of the online influencers like myself so then they can continue with their crimes and open borders and no one can talk about it.
Absolutely.
No one understands the reality of the problems that come.
In closing, we only have we only have a minute left. How do people support you? How do they follow you on X?
So I have multiple legal face battles now. I have legal battles to prevent the 2-year imprisonment. I'm on bail for terrorism, insanely. Yes, but nothing. Okay, and now I believe they're going to come for me after this Cobra meeting today to limit my speech. So you can support me at helptommy.com. That goes towards our work and journalism. We've still got a lot on the go. I appreciate everyone's support. Well, none of us would be able to do this without people helping out. Do you know what? I've got moves. Now, I've gone away with not just my children, but other children. We've got a lead. That's what I've been sorting out all day today. We're 3 days into a 2-week break with my kids. We've got to go.
And again, Tommy, the Cobra meeting is the national security, national emergency meeting all over the emergency the government created. Tommy, Godspeed. We'll stay in contact. I'll be reposting everything you post on your account at Real Alex Jones. And we're with you, brother. So let's stay in contact and Godspeed.
Thanks, Alex.
High noon. Black dollar rolling.
This is a make it or break it moment. So I need people to connect those synapses in their brain for you to make a decision. If you don't support InfoWars, we will be shut down. And people say, well, they're constantly trying to shut you down. How are you still in the air? God. But God works through people. So we're in a paradox here where the judge says we're open for 3 more months. If we're able to get a buyer under the law, they won't be able to shut us down. I'll just work with somebody else. And that's coming. That's got to be set up. But in the meantime, if people believe the news that we're being shut down everywhere, which they tried to do and failed, by that foregone conclusion, we're shut down. And under the last federal bankruptcy manager who would not reorder product and killed all our advertising, who was positioning us to be shut down and tried to shut us down, we caught him. The judge caught him and fired him. We're almost sold out of all the products. All right? But we have a lot of great products that are still in stock, limited supplies. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And we just had a donation button. Maybe we should just do that. You're fighting for freedom in a key election, battling the globalists. We need support. But we want a long-term relationship with you. We want to be symbiotic. We want you to get great products you like, get them delivered to you quickly, and enjoy them and have them empower you and make your life better so you love them and you keep getting them. We want a relationship. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breasts. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD. We've got ashwagandha gummy. Relaxes you, makes you feel really relaxed with no downer feeling. Amazing. An incredible product. Good night sleep. We have a lot of great sleep aids. This one's excellent. They're all different formulas. People love it. Good night sleep. InfoWars MD. Ashwagandha with black pepper, which relaxes you and makes you lose weight. These are all concentrates. Joint Relief Max works really well. Great pain relief. Huge bottle of it. You know, jam-packed. It's there. Joint Relief Max. InfoWars MD. Prostate support. Already mentioned that. This is just a top formula. Super high quality. Organic. Nerve Renew. Amazing. To get your nerves, not to kill pain, but to get your nerves healthy. Nitric Boost. Vitamin Refusion about to sell out. About to sell out. Real Red Pill Plus. And something I never talk about and should talk about more, Probiotic Fiber. A super high-end product at a low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
It's 11:33 Central Standard Time, broadcasting worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we're in an emergency situation.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The day Trump was shot on the 13th of July, I went on air, and I said they're going to trigger global civil unrest, stock market crashes, a new virus, expanded war. Look, it's all there because I know the enemy playbook. And the globalists are losing power all over the world, and their global bubble is coming to an end, and they're behind schedule getting their central bank digital currencies in and their ESG social credit scores. And so they need crises. And in their own playbooks that are public, they say they will use these crises. So studying them for 40 years, on air for 30, I've got their number. I don't know exactly what card they're going to play, but I know what cards they've got in their hand, and it's pretty easy to know what they're going to play and when they're going to play it. So I've been harping on this. Here's a few clips over the last 3 weeks where I called it all. Here it is. And do you think the system's going to back down now? No. Power outages, cyber attacks, expanded war, China invading Taiwan, stock market crash. It's all on the table, and the deep state's behind it. I'll be covering it live, coming up on X at Real Alex Jones. Trump will get 70% of voters. And that's why he's an even greater danger now. And I just keep harping on the scenarios of how they would do it and how they would change the subject right after they did it was just a huge war expansion, a stock market crash, a cyber attack that knocks half the country's power off. Those are things that are not possibilities now. It is a probability. It's very easy to kill people, especially when you run their security. Oh, they're definitely, Trump has said like five times, and they go, oh, Trump wants a crash. He goes, no, the crash is looming. I hope it happens before I get elected because he could turn it around. But if he knows how the public's mind works. He gets it. They crash it completely, announce it's crashed. He'll have real trouble fixing it. He'll be Herbert Hoover. If they know we're not going to buy it, they won't do it. They'll probably wait till Trump gets in. This, I think, is the most probable thing. And they're going to deep six the stock market and the dollar and blame Trump. And he's Herbert Hoover 2.0. And Trump has said that. And I agree with him. He didn't say he hopes there's a crash. He says, I wish we didn't have this economic problem. But if there is a crash, I want it to happen now so I don't get the blame. I can fix it. But if they do it, not while he's president-elect, but once he's in January next year. And so there I am working on different scenarios. This could clearly be, I think it is, Buffett cashing out, the big boys protecting themselves. Then they do a plunge protection team out of the president's office on market stability, prop it up, but getting us ready for it. Or this could be it. Many, many different angles to all of this, changing the subject from the attempted assassination, moving us into the crises. Report Israel could preemptively strike Iran if intelligence shows attack is imminent. They're saying Iran is set to launch a new giant barrage after the two leaders of Hamas were killed, one in Iran and one in Lebanon. It's all happening right now. The Chinese are threatening to invade Taiwan. They've already run blockades. But I wanted to get Dr. Kirk Elliott on, a really smart economist and a friend of ours and a sponsor of the show. He's the best place to get silver and gold, has the top ratings. But I want to get him on because it's obvious to me when Warren Buffett dropped 55% of his stock in the number one stock in the world at the time, Apple, that was calling the top. But that's how he's the Oracle of Omaha. He's been doing that for 40, 50 years. He represents the big insiders, folks, on record. They're the largest owner, Berkshire Hathaway, of the BlackRock family in Vanguard and State Street. They're the largest holder in Bank of America that literally is a Rothschild slash Vatican bank. So they're positioning themselves. I don't know if the total crash is this week or in January or February of next year, but this is clearly pre-positioning. Then they shut down a bunch of the stock trading so the insiders could do their selling, but other people couldn't. That happens every time. This, to me, is as phony as a $3 bill. Global market crash. From Asia markets to crypto prices, U.S. recession fears jolt financial markets globally. Apple shares dropped up to 7%. 5 to 7% has been gyrating. We've got headlines here. Breaking U.S. Fed calls emergency meeting as Japan market collapses. Global stock market meltdown as fears grow of U.S. Economy will collapse. And I want to say something about silver and gold. I'm not an economist, but I've been watching this for decades, 30 plus years. You notice crypto's way down and everything else is way down compared to silver and gold. Silver and gold had a little bit of a dip, but nothing compared to those. And what I watch is how the big banks and the globalists and the ultra-rich, from Mark Zuckerberg to Buffett, have been grabbing silver and gold. Now the Chinese and other big governments and institutions are. So we'll talk some about that at the end of the hour. But I want to plunge right now, Kirk, because we haven't talked till you just came on. I don't know your view yet. Do you agree with me, or is there some nuance to that? Because for me, this is pure insider trading on its face.
Well, I do agree with you. So when you look at what Warren Buffett did, Alex, it's like, so you look at the last 14 days, he dumped $3.8 billion worth of Bank of America. And then on Friday, he dumps half of his Apple position. It's like over $50 billion worth of Apple. So what is Warren Buffett doing now? What he's saying, what is he doing by his actions? He doesn't believe that the markets are going to do well. I mean, he's called it. He's the Oracle of Omaha, right? It's like, he's not some kind of a soothsayer. He's not a prophet, right? But he sees what's coming, probably because he knows. I mean, when you're that much of a billionaire, like one of the
He just pulled 240 plus billion out in the last week from the stock market. He's not predicting it. He's causing it.
Yeah, exactly. So when you're that big, every action that you do has a consequence because people are listening, right? So he's now sitting on $277 billion worth of cash. I mean, this is a massive amount of cash that he's sitting on, right? So why? Why, if you're that smart and you think that the markets are going to go up, then you hold on to the stuff. But if you think that they're going to come down, either because the markets are so bad or some external force, or because you're going to do something that would cause it to come down, well, then you would get out because you want to get out of Dodge. So when you look at the rationale of Warren Buffett, he's a value investor, meaning he likes to buy companies at a discount. So by his own actions now, because he's so big or some external force, the markets are coming down. Now, he had to have known about this because Apple he got rid of. So what does he not believe in? Apple. He doesn't believe in tech stocks. He doesn't believe in the banking system right now. So if you're an American investor, what else do we have left outside of tech and bank stocks? You know, most of our manufacturing has been outsourced to China and Asia and other parts of the world during the Biden administration and other administrations. So it's like, what's left? Right? The two biggest markets are come collapsing down. So to me, Alex, the day, literally the business day before the Japan banks failed, I mean, he was out. That doesn't make sense to me. So this thing that happened in Japan is massive. And I think that Warren Buffett knew what was coming, right? And but he's not some kind of a magician. You know why? Because you and I knew that this was coming too. We've talked about this for like half a year. And this is why we when we say these things, they're built beyond with logic and certainty and confidence in knowing there are consequences to actions. And when you start to raise interest rates, like what Japan did, in a really, really, really soft, faltering economy, it's going to kill everything. So let's look at what Japan did, Alex, because for since the 1980s, literally, this has been a long time, they've defied the system. They've been keeping rates artificially low to keep the Japanese economy up. So what does that mean? People spend money that they don't have. They have multi-generation loans in Japan because 30 years isn't long enough for a mortgage in Japan because the prices were so high in Tokyo, right? So they've got multi-generation loans, debt up to their eyeballs. That's why they've had to keep rates artificially low for the longest time. Well, now, like what we've talked about in America and other parts of the world, you get to the breaking point where inflation is so much, right, that you have to raise interest rates to slow down inflation because people can't afford to live. Here's the calculated risk that they took that absolutely flopped, intended to flop, or by mistake it flopped. We don't know, but markets are reeling all over the world. Right. So, like what you had on the screen just there, the Fed is going to possibly have an emergency meeting. What are we going to do about interest rates? What are we going to do? Because what happened to Japan is now causing a massive domino effect all over the world. So, let me explain kind of a little bit what happened here. When Japan raised rates to save the yen, they had to raise rates to save the yen during an economic downturn. With massive debt in Japan, Alex, they have massive debt. It created a global domino effect. Banks are losing money fast in Japan. Now banks are losing money fast in America
And
because
stop
all this
there, and I'll
debt
give you the
is going
floor,
up.
Dr. Elliott. But let's be clear, you've been on the show now for almost 10 months, and you've been harping on it every time you come on, at least once a week, that already regional banks are in big trouble, already everything's totally leveraged, and once these start failing again, which is now beginning, you said, we don't know if it's going to pop up in Europe or Japan or China or here, but wherever it pops up, it's a contagion, and then it's going to move quickly. So you made all those predictions. It's now here. The contagion's moving quickly. Best case scenario, how bad will it be versus worst case? What are the scenarios?
I think this is going to be a bad one. What we're seeing in Japan is the biggest sell-off on their stock market, like ever, like literally ever. This is a doozy. You look at certain indexes, the volatility index. The only two times in history that it's been worse than it is right now is in COVID in 2020 and during 2008, 2009 crisis. That's it. So this is a big one, but it's just beginning. We're one day into this, right? So the contagion that's coming, I think we could see, 50% market correction in normal equities and bonds. Because what happened in Japan, which this is where the domino effect gets worse, it's like this snowball. Their stock market officially is in correction territory, right? They had to raise rates to save the yen. So when they do that, people can't afford to live. They're going to stop spending. They're going to stop investing. And you know what that massive sell-off is going to kill? Companies like NVIDIA, right? Goodbye, NVIDIA, and tech stocks and bank stocks that are already in correction mode. So this is probably why Warren Buffett, thinking, well, okay, I know what's going to happen in Japan, starts getting rid of tech stocks and he starts to get rid of banking. Because when you raise those interest rates, that's not necessarily a profit center for banks.
And that's where you've been predicting. You said it's going to start in banks and go into tech. And it's already started in banks, but it looks like it actually, the real blow up is in tech now going into banks.
Well, absolutely. And it's actually a little bit farther than tech and banks because we're seeing massive bank failures, 6, 10, 20% a day. Corrections a day over the weekend in bank stocks in Japan. Now you've got the S&P 500 down like 4%. The Dow is collapsing. You've got all this major bank failures in regional banks again in America, because when Japan raised rates, there's going to be a competitive devaluation across the globe. Now you're going to say America has this tendency. We got to raise rates to keep up with them. But no, we can't raise rates to keep up with them. Because they rose rates, that's what caused the markets to fail. So now they're going to have an emergency meeting to lower rates. But when they haven't killed the inflation beast and you lower interest rates,
inflation,
it's going to be devastating on the economy, devastating.
So, I mean, we're not oracles either, but we can see the trend lines. So, best case, how bad is it going to be? Worst case, I agree, it's going to be a doozy. Mm-hmm. What's the timeline? Does this collapse before Trump gets in? Which, again, that's the best house in a bad neighborhood, because then he won't get blamed. He's got some tactics that could at least try to mitigate it from the experts and people I've talked to. Or can they prop this up until Trump gets in?
So I think the end result is inevitable. These things are going to fail. So here's their two strategies. You do it now to create so much panic, so much chaos, then bring a pandemic in sometime in the fall. So therefore, we can't have people go to vote. We're going to have to do mail-in ballots, right?
Exactly. So, they may be creating a crisis so bad with a military crisis on top of it, which is all here, and then they assassinate Trump.
Well, they could, right? You're looking at...
Oh, they're trying. Don't worry. I mean, that's what I'm saying is people need to understand, right? We cannot overemphasize the danger. And I'm just saying it because we need to be ready. And so we're not in Kansas anymore. My family knows that. My crew knows that. You know that. But I wonder what the public's going to do when they figure out how bad this is.
Well, they're going to give up their freedoms, Alex. That's what public usually does when it gets really bad. And so this is what I think is coming. So let's say that they assume that Trump is going to win the election. Then they hold off until after. They bring the pandemic after. So he has all this stuff to worry about. They kill the economy because he's holding the bag, right?
I totally agree.
When it collapses, they'll get the blame. So I could see it going either way, but bottom line is, whether it's right now before the election or after the election, I think all of this stuff actually is like toast by middle of November, literally middle of November, because you've got the 10-year note is down 60 basis points in 1 week. The NASDAQ 100 is in correction territory. So what about this soft landing that the Biden administration keeps asking about?
By the way, Doc, I don't have the crew to do it. Our crew is so small now. And we look for, have your crew find it from all the interviews. You said 3 months ago, I remember saying, when do you think the banks are going to start failing? Or when do you think the big correction starts? And you said, you said as early as August. You said that, and here we are.
Yeah, we're right here. To me, it's not rocket science. It's what I do. It's what I look for. And when you've got capitalization issues, rising interest rates, delinquencies, defaults, it becomes a problem. But now, here's where people are really going to get hit hard in the tech world is Bitcoin and Ethereum. They're down like 7% and 9% today. Today, right? Bitcoin is hovering close to 50,000. So in the last 60 minutes, $366 million was liquidated from the cryptocurrency market, right? These markets are falling, and they're falling fast, right? When we're not talking about, in one day, Japan's largest bank, MFUG, the largest bank, down 21% in one day. That would be the equivalent of like JP Morgan Chase. I mean, this is big. So look at this, Alex. When you've got those kind of things happening, people are going to lose confidence. They're going to lose faith in what they've known. And they're going to beg for the government to fix things, right? So here's where, how do you make this crash continue to go? So Marjorie Taylor Greene did a post this morning, and it's simple. Your team, can they just look up this website, downdetector.com, on the screen? And you know what? Who can't trade today? Whose trading platforms are shut down? E-Trade, Fidelity, Vanguard, Schwab, internet service providers like Lumen and
Yeah, that's the key. They've cut the jet like they do every time. They did this 2008. They shut down the public from trading while the big boys sit there and do whatever they want.
Yeah, even in our office today, the internet's down. See, I can't do it from my normal studio. The internet is down, and we called them, and they said, well, it's a cooling, you know, it's some kind of an HVAC issue. It's like, what? Don't you have backups? But then I looked, and Lumen, who does our internet service, they're on there. They're down. So when people can't even get on the internet, you can't blame it on E-Trade or Fidelity or TD Ameritrade or whatever. Like, this is a concerted effort. Coordinated. It's absolutely coordinated. How does all of this stuff happen on the same day? How does it happen that Warren Buffett got rid of all of this stuff that literally the trading day before the Japanese
bank failed? And by the way, I've talked to a bunch of top IT people, and so is the crew. I mean, we're renowned folks on air and off. They said that software error by CrowdStrike and Microsoft was loading the new software for these takedowns into the internet. Four different types of economic cyber attacks for an economic collapse. I mean, Harrison Smith had a guy on a week ago, a top expert, laying all this out, predicting it. I mean, this is so transparent.
It's so transparent. I mean, we see in part now, and we're going to see fully pretty soon. But part of me wonders, why in the world would Warren Buffett be sitting on $277 billion worth of cash? Where does he have that cash? Because banks are on the verge of failure, right? So this is why central banks around the world have been going into gold, into tangible assets. But when you have anything that's digital, anything that's crypto, it actually puts you in danger. So don't think that cryptocurrency is actually safe. People get the word privacy and safety mixed up all the time. Is it private? Sure, it can be private. Is it safe? Well, no, look what's happening to it today.
I don't think people are bad to have some of it and make some money on it, but absolutely. And let's just do a straight up pitch at people, because you're a great sponsor, not just a great economist. You've got the highest ratings out there for any silver broker in the world. You're the biggest now. You've been around 25 years, an overnight success story, 25 years. I can't even take any of these other gold sponsors that offer me five times the money you can pay me, because they're ripping people off, and they go, literally five times the money. We'd have no financial problems here, except I'd be ripping the listeners off. I will not do it. It is a no-brainer. Everyone should call you and do a quick consultation and then start ordering the silver and gold bullion. And folks, it's set to the wholesale price. You know you're getting the best deal. There's no fake story behind it. It's ready to ship to you or the place that you want to deposit it. It is ready right now, and you're a great sponsor. And I only pushed up that I feel 100% good about pushing, and I feel so good. There's nothing perfect in this world except a relationship with Jesus Christ. But the closest thing next to that is, like they say in Conan, steel. You can trust this. You know, this won't betray you. Well, beyond that is silver and gold. God gave us those metals to show us that there's order to the universe, and it's always going to have value. And it is the obvious, safest bet in this insane world to call you now and not screw around. Tell people about the great services you have.
Yeah, so, and I would call now. Why? Because gold and silver are down today too, right? Across the board, every
but
asset
not as
category
much, but not as much.
Is coming down, but not as much, right? So, but everything.
But that's an opportunity to buy it.
Absolutely. It's a huge opportunity to buy. Didn't come down as much as the other things, but across the board, people are selling stuff. Why? Because they need money. They're afraid. They don't know what's going to happen. Japan is collapsing. Banks are collapsing. Tech stocks are collapsing. So they're selling everything, thinking, oh, if I sit in cash, I'm going to be safe. No, because banks are failing. You don't want to have too much in cash. So
everybody, in my view, should be right now. If I had any extra money, I would be 80% in on silver. But I don't have any extra money, so it's fine. I don't care about that. I'm taking care of folks. I'm okay. But the point is that if I had extra money, I'd be in silver right now, period. Boom.
I mean, me too. I mean, this is what I am in. So everybody that heard what I just said, take advantage of this downward movement in gold and silver for the last few days. It didn't go down as much as stocks and bonds because it's still the safe haven. But we get to buy in at a discount because everything across the globe has come crashing down. Now, you not only have that, but you've got Israel bracing for attack within the next 24 hours is the news, right? It's like, what? So you are on the verge of literally a massive.
And again, a lot of people say, well, if we're going to crash, things will go down. No, because there's inflation added to it. It's a no-brainer. Yes. And sure, maybe gold and silver does go down, but not as much as everything else. I mean, to me, it's like the sure. I'm not going to say things are sure bet, but it looks like it to me. Let's put it back on screen. KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You go to the /gold. They know it came from us. We get support, so it's a win-win for everybody. KEPM.com/gold or 720-605-3900. I could have gold sponsors out the ass right now paying me five times more money, but they're going to charge you 30, 40, 50, 100% and rip you off. I don't need that in my life. I will not be part of it. This is the best place. This has the highest ratings. This is who's vetted. This is who's vaunted. And a little bit of money comes to us from each transaction. And that makes quite a bit of money at the end of the day to keep us on air as we fight the globalists. Such a critical thing to do. A total 360 win. KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold or 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. 720-605-3900. Dr. Elliot, stay there. Do 15 more minutes with me. And give us a little 30-second preview. What are you going to talk about next?
Well, we're going to talk about what we can do in this little discounted price that we get. I basically emptied my bank account this morning to buy more silver. So we're going to talk about why this makes sense moving forward.
All right. And a few other tidbits.
Oh, so not only do we have Japan, what is that causing globally? A bond meltdown, continued stock market meltdown. We've got crisis in the Middle East. That always causes mayhem. Mayhem will cause even more people to pull back their funds, right? So they don't want to spend. They're afraid. And so we can take advantage of these moves. Never let fear consume you into no action.
Oh, believe me, if I had any money left, I know what I'd be doing buying silver. But whatever, it doesn't matter. You're keeping us on air, and the free speech is even more valuable than silver. We'll be right back. Stay with us. You've seen what President Trump has gone through in the last 8 years. And you've seen a lot of the things that InfoWars has gone through. And I want to thank all of you over the years for your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, because without you, we would not be on the air. Now, without getting into a two-hour-long story, in the process of the bankruptcy the last 2 years, we were basically sabotaged, and the people that were brought in here to supposedly run things didn't reorder product, even though there was plenty of money at the time, to basically put this operation in a position of shutting down. But by the grace of God, years ago, I set up backup supplement line from one of the main providers of the raw materials we were using. And so many of these InfoWars MD products are actually our famous products, simply private labeled, and others are different formulas this company offers. They're all top of the line. They're already best sellers. They're already all over the market and in stores and online under other names, but they are all the very best. So this line is called InfoWars MD. Our supplements are basically all sold out. Only a few things are left, like X2, X3, and some of the other amazing products. But with InfoWars MD, you have Turmeric 95. That is the same formula as Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. You have the nitric boost. It's so good for your heart, cardiovascular system. It is the exact same formula. So our nitric boost is sold out. They have their nitric boost. They even let us use their name nitric boost a few years ago. So they're the original makers of this that Dr. Minkovich and others have talked about being one of the best formulas out there. So these are all really amazing products. You want to check out the line of InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds our operation. Get great products and help keep us on the air. I need you to take action. You will love these products. They work really, really good. No matter which one you try, they're already top of the line, tested, private label by us, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com under the InfoWars MD label. Thank you for your support.